It seems like many things are rated on a scale. So what about the Horseshoe Casino?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give them a 10. If I could give them higher, I would.
Tabitha Anderson is the office manager for Mr. Bubbles Detailing and the current president of the Pendleton Neighborhood Council. She says the casino has been a fabulous community partner.
There has been a huge development boom in Pendleton, which is great to see some of these abandoned, blighted buildings being rehabbed. And I know a lot of these developments are being geared towards the casino workers. So there's a plan in place. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of new development going on, a potential hotel at the old SCPA. And I think all of this is made possible because that casino is there. So now we feel like we're Cincinnati's diamond in the rough.
Sidewalks, lighting, and streets were improved in Pendleton before the casino's opening. Work is now underway to remake a plaza at Spring and 12th Streets. A couple of new businesses are already open, and Anderson says more are being discussed, including a pub and a laundromat. While she has high praise for the casino, she's less enthusiastic about the response from City Hall. Anderson says that's been a problem.
When the whole casino thing was proposed, Pendleton is going to reap the benefits and it's going to be fabulous. Well, we're still waiting for the rest of the lus that should be tacked on to the end of Fab. We're just waiting. We're going back and forth to City Hall every other week saying, hey, we have things we need. All this new development is great, but where do you park these folks at?
Anderson would like to see a new parking structure and more green space for the neighborhood. Meanwhile, the head of the Over the Rhine Community Council also gives the casino high marks. President Peter Hames rates it between an 8 and a 9.
You know, I think they really understand that their business is about customer service. So they appreciate the need to have a good experience for the people who come to visit them, as well as the people who live in the neighborhood right next to the casino.
Hames says the neighborhood has benefited from city projects related to the casino, including the 13th Street improvements, which are being made to connect the main Sycamore area with Washington Park. That could draw more casino patrons into Over the Rhine.
The question of what do the casino customers do before they go to the casino or after they go to the casino is a question that I'm not aware of anyone having the answer on.
The casino is an active partner in a working group the city set up before the facility opened to meet with nearby neighborhoods. They continue now that the casino is open. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.